So one of the main challenges for the use and reuse of 3D content is being able to address the different needs of different users. So I think the users are not only the scholars that are using the 3D content, but also a variety of other users, such as museum professionals, such as conservators or people that design the exhibitions, but also other people outside the museum, maybe the visitors themselves or amateurs that help the museum professionals to record or to classify the findings. We can also think about the public in general, so either children or visitors to museums or tourist sites, but also maybe people that work more in arts and crafts. So all of these different users have very different needs that need to be addressed. And the needs themselves are about how easily to access the 3D content. So for this, you need the infrastructures that create some sort of connection between different sites or different databases that offer 3D content and that allow the user to query and retrieve 3D content so that they can use it for other purposes.